Along about that time, a great illustrator for Saturday Evening Post, Norman Rockwell, was a big name.
Yeah, one of my instructors, Frank Riley, was a very close friend of Mr. Rockwell's. So once a month, Mr. Rockwell would entertain us with a talk at the Society of Illustrators. We'd get to go over there, and Mr. Rockwell would come. There'd be about 30 of us. And he'd say, well, gee, guys, I'm very shy, very humble, light as pipe. I'm not sure what I can. And an hour and a half later, we're there with our mouths just dropped, listening to him converse about his background and his stories and so forth. And I thought, boy, if I could just do half as well as he does. But he inspired the hell out of us.
Do you remember any stories that Norman Rockwell told you about Saturday Evening Post covers?
Yeah. The most important one was when he did that great cover of the baseball player. He used a palette knife, and he did some more what we call paintery effects on this post cover. So he delivers it to the art director, his buddy, who he'd been doing work for. He was a famous art director, well-known, well-respected. And he and Rockwell were just like brothers. Rockwell brought that thing in on Monday morning, and he looked at it, and he said, Norman, that's a hell of a great cover, but don't ever use that, and don't ever do that again, or you'll never do another post cover. Because he used some what we call more paintery than rendering type effects. More thicker painting and stuff. Most of the illustrators were delineators, we called them. Rockwell was a real painter who became an illustrator. Frederick Remington was a great painter who started as an illustrator, but they could draw, paint, and make pictures. They were highly trained. They trained as fine artists like I was. But they had to make a living, and so they got into, quote, the commercial end of art. At that time, illustration was just wonderful, wonderful field for painters. And then, of course, later the camera took over. But my era, I was there at the height of that era, which was great. But Rockwell would tell stories about some of his models, some of the stories that he experienced. And God love him, you know, he had a very sad private life.
Really?
Oh. They were coming back from Europe, one of the few times he took a real vacation, he and his wife. And halfway across the Atlantic, they were standing looking out over the water, and she said, Norman, I want a divorce. And he had four boys. And they all were misfits or didn't accomplish. In my field, that's one thing I observed. I'm never going to let my career interfere with my private life and my family. I said, I'm not going to let that happen to me.